Hi, my name is Brian Higbee, and I would like to welcome you to the City Church Podcast. It is our hope that this podcast will not only bless you, but cause the kingdom of God to grow within you and the world around you. Come on, let's listen in.
I want to talk with you again about the season of Sion. How many were here last week? Yeah, put your hands down. How many were not here last week? Let me see your hands. Yeah, okay, so this will be new to you. But I think this is important. I was spending time with the Lord 2 weeks ago, and in spending time with the Lord, I heard the word Sion. I was praying over particular things. One of the things I've been doing when I sit at the table with the Lord, oftentimes in the morning, God will show me what to pray for specifically. And he said, I want you to pray for two things. He named one thing, and then he said, I want you to pray about Sion. I said, well, Lord, I don't know what a Sion is. He said, well, I'm going to show you. And so I actually looked it up. It's a word, and you know, there's a car that's called a Sion, a Toyota Sion, but that isn't the significance of it. It's a word that has been used long before, but it speaks of a twig, a young shoot or twig of a plant, especially one cut for grafting or rooting. But then there's also another application of that word. It's a descendant of a notable family, a descendant of a notable family. That's important. And the Lord said this is a word for the body of Christ, not just City Church as a whole. And he said to me, he said, we're entering the season of Sion. We're entering the season of Sion. It's a season of the Lord lifting. So in John 15, turn your Bibles, if you would, to John 15. I want to look back at this again. Verse 1, Jesus is talking. Now you have to understand, so Jesus is the King of all kings. He is the benevolent ruler of all things, of all kings, and he is restoring the kingdom of God to the earth. And so his time on the earth was to unleash or reveal the kingdom of God, but also show us how to walk in it. Are you with me? Y'all with me on this? So what Jesus taught us is crucial for us. It's not just nice stories. It's critically important for mankind, not just mankind that believe in God. How many of you know it doesn't matter whether you believe in God or not, God is. You can choose to deny God. You can choose to be an atheist. There is no such thing as an atheist, by the way. I don't believe in atheists. Well, it's true. You can't be an atheist. And here's the premise of being an atheist. Here's what they're saying. I know that there is no God, right? Not an agnostic. An agnostic is at least honest enough to say, I don't know. But someone who declares themselves an atheist will say, I know that there is no God. So what that implies is in the whole universe, in every planet, in every solar system, in the 10 to the 15th number of galaxies that there are, in the 10 to the 12th number of solar systems that there are within our galaxy, I mean, think about it. So that means the number of galaxies the number of stars are 10 to the 37th. That's 10 with 37 zeros behind it. That's how many stars there are. And that's saying that as an atheist, I know that nowhere in all of those places is there a God. Well, if you have that kind of knowledge, wouldn't that make you a God? Come on, somebody. Anyway, that's just an extra. We're not going to take up an extra offering for that one, okay? Now listen. So Jesus is telling us that, look, of the whole universe that God created, he created this one planet, and on this planet, he's unleashing his kingdom, restoring it to the earth, because it was here. Are you with me? Heaven and earth were one at one point. But because of man's rebellion against God, man said to God, okay, God, I don't want to follow your ways. I'm going to do my own deal. And so I'm going to push your hand back. Well, ever since man pushed God's hand back, we had one cataclysmic event that had to destroy the whole earth as due to man's pushing God's hand back. We've had hundreds and hundreds of wars and famines and pestilence and sickness and disease and all kind of crazy things going on the earth since we pushed God's hand back. But at some point in time, the hinge pin of time, in the centerpiece of time, in the fold of the book, there was Jesus. And he came, and what did he do? He re-released. This is like his re-release tour. Come on, somebody. He's re-releasing the kingdom of God on the earth. What once was removed, and now is being restored. And I thought about that. I thought, man, we're reading today in the scripture. What we're in Matthew 26 through 28 in constant devotion, right? Is that right? Yeah. And did you see the one place where Jesus is in the tomb, and it says an angel of the Lord came. It says, and the earth quaked. The earth quaked. Why? Because heaven, when heaven starts to come near the earth begins to shake. Why? Because the earth is groaning for the revealing of the sons of God. The earth is shuddering for a restoration of what will make it whole. The earth itself is suffering because of a taking away of the kingdom of God, a removal from earth of the order of God to the planet. That's why we have things like sickness and disease and pestilence and famine and all of these things, because the order of God, the rule of God, has been removed from the earth, replaced by the rule of man. Well, can you say that we're not doing such a good job apart from God? If that's true, bang your hands together. All right, so now Jesus is speaking to his disciples. And he's communicating to them the things that are necessary for the restoration of the kingdom of God, for the kingdom to be restored to their life individually. See, even though the kingdom as a whole is apart from the earth, you can carry a measure of the kingdom of God with you. As a matter of fact, you've been designed for it. You can, not only can you carry it with you, but it can affect the immediate world around you. Your life, your spouse, your family, your workplace, the things you put your hand to, the rule of God can come when you walk in the rule of God correctly. Then what happens is you start to see the effect of the goodness of God in the land of the living. Are you with me? And so Jesus is communicating to the disciples one of those truths that is crucial to restore the kingdom to their lives. And he said, I am the true vine. Everyone say true vine. If there's a true vine, that means there's a false vine. How many are attached to a false vine that they're getting their sustenance from? Well, listen, if you're not attached to the true vine, you are attached to a false vine. Or you're dying. Okay? He says, I am the true vine. My Father is the vine dresser. So the Father is the one that comes along and takes care of the vine. He's going to take care of the vine. He takes care of all of this. Okay? And he says this. He said, every branch in me, so the branches that are attached to Jesus that does not bear fruit, he takes away. Now, the word takes away literally means to lift up, to wash off, and to prune. Are you with me? Yes. He prunes it so that it can bear more fruit. Now, he's speaking to specifically his disciples. He said, you, however, you're already clean because you're abiding in me. And the word which I've spoken is abiding in you. So continue to abide in me, and I will continue to abide in you. He said, you can't, as a branch, produce fruit of yourself unless you abide in the vine. So neither can you unless you abide in me. I'm the vine, you're the branches. Why does he keep saying this? Because it's absolutely crucial. I'm the vine, you're the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. Here's the guarantee. If you abide in Jesus, you will bear much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, if anyone refuses to abide in me, he's thrown away as a branch and dries up. They gather them, cast them into the fire, and they're burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you'll bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples. Now, I just want to give you just two pictures, and then we're just going to talk for a few minutes, and then we're going to close. Okay, so if you could show that first picture. Okay, now this is a picture of what it means to be pruned and grafted in. Now, see in item A, those shoots right there, those cut shoots are called scions. Everyone say scion. Okay, that's us. We're the branches. That's the branch that Jesus is talking about. This down here, B, that's the vine. That's the main trunk of the vine. Okay? And what happens is, see, here's what's interesting. Not only is the branch pruned or cut, but the vine has to be cut too. Jesus is willing to be cut to allow you to enter into himself. He's willing to bleed for you. His blood is sufficient to join you into himself. When he bled, and his blood is applied to you, and that's what happens. The branches are inserted. See? The branches are inserted into the vine. And then they're tied up tight, and then they're sealed. This is important to understand. This is what takes place when we are joined with Jesus. Now notice, I didn't say join a church. Okay? Now that is true. You are joined with a church. But the problem is our American mindset means a particular formality that takes place where I sign up in a document, I go through the membership classes, and I become part of a church. That's not this. You can join a church and never go through this. You can sit here in the seats every Sunday and never go through this. See, we are part of this process. Because that item E, that's only for a short time. Eventually, you never see that string, and you never see that sealer. As a matter of fact, you can't even tell where the branch was joined to the vine after a couple seasons. It's because why? Because the two have become one. And isn't that what Jesus said when he was praying in the garden? He said, Father, thank you that I have become one with them and they with me, and that I'm one with you. They're seamless. We've become one. Are you with me? All right. That's one form of grafting. Go ahead, show this next one. I like this one for a reason. This is a different form. This is called a budding style. You take a bud from another branch and you cut the sliver off that has a bud. See the little bud on the little piece there? And you take and you cut a slit in the vine, and you insert it down in this slit, and then you bind it up. Boy, if that doesn't look like a hug, I don't know what does. And this is what Jesus does when he grabs hold of us. When we are willing to come into him. Look, it's not this mechanical, like, you know, he's cut and we're cut and we're inserted in and the juice begins to flow and then I start to become free. It's like a hug. It's like, come here, babe. Come here. Come here, Coleman. Come here. Turn around, face them. Come here, come. Here, wait, let me put my glasses away because I want to really do this right. It's like this. I can do this. Why? Because this is my son. And I just love the fire out of him. I enjoy him. He may not be enjoying it at this moment, but I am. Let me do it one more time. Yeah. This is what Jesus does with us. He holds us close. You know why? Because if he positions his head correctly, here, let me hug him this way. It's not as good for illustration purposes. But this is the picture of us with our head on Jesus' heart. Do you know why? Because we can hear his heartbeat. And that's what he wants for every one of us. When he grafts us in, it's not just a mechanical grafting in. He loves us so much, he pulls us in close. See, because then, come back here. Do you want to do that instead of him? No. Come here. All right, Josh, come here. Josh is going to be the bad guy. All right? Because what? So go ahead, get the shovel. Yeah, okay. All right, now we're going to call that a weapon. It's not the dung, all right? But like if we have a bad guy coming, and he's coming after Conlon, what am I going to do? This is what I do right here, all right? And he's got to go through me to get to him. How many of you know he can't get through me? Are you with me? I don't care if he got a shovel or not. I don't care what kind of weapons formed against, they shall not prosper against him. Why? Because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Are you with me? Now, Josh, here, this is my other son. Okay, all right. Here, come here. Give me something. Okay, all right. Go ahead. Sit down. Do you see? This is the grafting right here. This is what God is after right now. Now, let me tell you what's happening, because I think this is so important, and I'm just a little bit concerned that we're not getting this. This is what God is up to right now on the earth. He is preparing those who would be grafted in, and he's preparing them to be grafted in. But here's the problem. The problem is, here, come here. Come here. Come here, Josh. Come here, Jackie. Come here, Caleb. Hurry up. Come here real quick. Come here. Come here. Come here, Janice. Okay. All right. I'm holding them. All right. Group hug. Yeah. All right. Come here. No. Let her in. Here. Let her in. All right. There we go. Now look. This is really good. But how many of you know my arms are only so wide? So what happens? What happens is Caleb extends his arm outward. He points at someone and says, come on. Good, point at Sam. Come on, Sam. Come on, Sammy. Come on, Sammy. And what happens? Now Caleb's got an arm, and he pulls Sam in. And so what happens? Janice takes and points at someone. Go ahead. You point at someone. Who? Judy. Come on, Judy. Come on. Judy. And Judy comes, and she gets joined. All right? And that's what happens right now. So, okay, you guys can be seated. You can make me hot. Woof. All right. So what's happening right now? That God's using us all to reach out with our spare arm and pull others in. He's wanting to graft others in. Why? For two reasons. For their sake and for ours. How many of you have ever gotten a letter from me the first time you visited the church? Let me see your hands. Yeah, some of you have. Okay, if you notice, when I send a letter out, what does it say? It says, thanks for being part of City Church. You made us better. That's not an empty comment. That is absolutely my heart. Because see, every time someone new, like Ryan or Carl or Larry, becomes part of us, we all of a sudden become more of who we're supposed to be. Remember what we prayed earlier during worship. Lord, how does the phrase in that song go? The phrase in the song you sang today that we talked about? What is it? You deserve all the glory. Yeah, that's all right. They got you covered. All right. It's all right.
I only did like four or five songs.
It wasn't like you did 12, so yeah, okay. All right. I'm sorry, that was banter. It really was beautiful worship. Thank you. Thank you for your sacrifice to do worship here. And thank you for what you do. I love you and I appreciate you very, very much. Okay, I got to watch my banter. It's fun, but it can be cutting at times. Yeah, that's right. More covering, less banter. Amen. But listen, we sang that. You deserve the glory. But that isn't true just of you individually. That's true of City Church. Now look, if you've got to take things and add them to your life to become more of who you're supposed to be, well, that's true of City Church as well. So when someone comes in and becomes part of City Church, what happens? They make us better. When Josh and Carrie became part of City Church, and then what happens? We become better. My heart is lifted when I saw Carrie walk in today. I didn't see Josh walk in. He was already here. But when I saw Carrie come in, I went, oh, that just feels so right. Because why? We're a little more complete. We're a little more of who we're supposed to be. So stand up as we close. A season of Sion. You're part of it. It's important to understand. God is grafting in. He's grafting in who it is we're called to become who we're supposed to be. And why does he want us to become who we're supposed to be? So that we can? So that we what? So that we can, yes, to give him the glory, but so we can do what he wants us to do. Amen? Amen. So reach out and grab someone's hand, cross the aisle. Come on. Move together, whatever you need to do. Grab someone. Go ahead. That's it. There you go. Come on. Get in that place. Come on. There you go. Hey, come on. All right, give me your hand. Yeah, so Lord, I thank you for this season of Sion. And Lord, I ask this, that you would help us to be willing to be cut, to be Jesus to someone else so that they could be grafted in. As Jesus gave himself for us, help us to give ourselves, to reach others, to welcome them, to allow them to become part of us, to allow them to become part of me, so that we can become who we're supposed to be, who we've been called to be, so that we can do everything you're calling us to do. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Welcome to this season of Sion. This season of lifting of the branches, washing them off, cleaning them, pruning them, and grafting in so that we can become more complete. In Jesus' mighty name. City Church, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine on you. May he lift up his countenance on you now and give you his peace and grace. Go and be blessed. I'll see you next week.
Thanks so much for listening to the City Church podcast. Listen, if you want to listen to more episodes, you can reach us at www.citychurch.us. And remember that this podcast is listener supported. And so if you would like to donate, go to the City Church website and click on I Give at City Church. And you can find a easy way to give online. Again, this is Brian Higbee. I would like to thank you so much for listening to our podcast. I hope you have an amazing and blessed week.